In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
My friends, today I want to share a message of hope and faith. Our God is a God of restoration, and He is about to restore all your wasted years. Yes, you heard that right. The Lord is about to redeem the time you thought was lost forever. As we navigate through these challenging times, it's easy to feel disheartened, discouraged, and defeated. Maybe you've been struggling with lost opportunities, failed relationships, financial difficulties, or health challenges. Perhaps you feel like you've hit rock bottom and there's no way out. But let me tell you something. God sees your pain and He cares about you. He has a plan for your life, and that plan includes restoration. My friends, keep watching until the end and open your hearts to this message. We will also pray a powerful prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. May God bless you and your family. So, what are the signs that God is about to restore all your wasted years? One of the first signs that God is about to restore all your wasted years is that He will give you a new vision. When life doesn't go as planned, it's easy to lose sight of our dreams and goals. We can get stuck in a rut, feeling like we're just going through the motions. But the good news is that God has a plan for your life, and He wants to show you the way forward. When God gives you a new vision, you'll see things from a different perspective. You'll be able to see beyond your current circumstances and envision a brighter future. You'll see yourself walking in your God-given destiny, fulfilling your dreams, and making a difference in the lives of others. This new vision may come in the form of a dream, a prophetic word, or a sudden inspiration. It may take some time to fully understand what God is showing you, but keep seeking Him, and He will reveal more and more. As you embrace this new vision, you'll find that your faith is strengthened and your hope is renewed. You'll have a sense of purpose and direction that you may have been lacking before, and you'll be filled with a sense of excitement and anticipation for what God has in store for you. So if you're feeling stuck or discouraged today, ask God to give you a new vision. Trust that He has a plan for your life and that He wants to show you the way forward. Keep your eyes on Jesus, and He will lead you into the abundant life that He has promised. Beloved friends, the second sign that God is about to restore all your wasted years is that He will bring new relationships into your life. These relationships will be uplifting, encouraging, and supportive. They will help you grow in your faith, hone your skills, and expand your horizons. God created us for community, and He knows the importance of having healthy relationships in our lives. When we go through difficult times, it's easy to isolate ourselves and shut out the world. But God wants us to be connected with others, to love and be loved, to give and receive support. Sometimes God will bring new people into our lives who share our values and goals. Other times He will restore broken relationships that we thought were beyond repair. Either way, these relationships will be a source of strength and encouragement to us. In the Bible, we see many examples of God bringing new relationships into people's lives. One of my favorite stories is the story of Ruth and Naomi. After Naomi's husband and two sons died, she was left alone with her two daughters-in-law, Ruth and Orpah. Naomi urged them to go back to their own families, but Ruth refused. She said to Naomi, "Where you go, I will go, and where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God, Ruth.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
1. 16. Through Ruth's loyalty and love, God brought a new relationship into Naomi's life that would bring her joy and restoration. Ruth eventually married Boaz, and they had a son named Obed, who became the grandfather of King David. So, if you're feeling lonely or disconnected, pray that God will bring new relationships into your life. Ask Him to help you to open your heart to others and to be a blessing to them. Trust that He knows what you need and that He will provide it in His perfect timing. So, the sign 3 that God is about to restore all your wasted years is that He will provide for your needs. He will open doors of opportunity, bless your finances, and give you favor with others. You will experience a season of abundance where you will have more than enough to meet your needs and bless others. God is a generous God, and He delights in blessing His children. He knows our needs before we even ask, and He is always working behind the scenes to provide for us. When we go through difficult times, it can be easy to focus on what we lack rather than what we have. But God wants us to trust Him and to believe that He will provide for us, no matter what. One of my favorite stories in the Bible is the story of Elijah and the widow of Zarephath. During a time of drought and famine, God sent Elijah to a widow who was down to her last bit of flour and oil. Elijah asked her to make him a meal and then promised her that her flour and oil would not run out until the day that God sent rain. The widow trusted God's promise, and sure enough, her flour and oil never ran out. She and her son had enough to eat every day, and they were even able to share with Elijah. Through this miracle, God provided for the widow's needs and showed her His love and care. So, if you're in a season of financial difficulty or uncertainty, trust that God will provide for you. Ask Him for wisdom and guidance, and be open to the opportunities that He brings your way. Believe that He is able to do immeasurably more than you can ask or imagine, and that He will bless you abundantly. The sign 4. My dear friends, God will fill you with a sense of peace and contentment that surpasses all understanding. You will find joy in the simple things of life, and you will be grateful for every blessing that comes your way. When we go through difficult times, it's easy to lose our joy and our sense of wonder. We can become so focused on our problems and our pain that we forget to look around and appreciate the blessings that God has given us. But God wants to restore our joy and our sense of wonder, and to help us to see the beauty and goodness in the world around us. In Psalm 35, which says, "Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning." This scripture reminds us that even in our darkest moments, there is hope for a new day, and that God has the power to bring joy back into our lives. So, if you're feeling discouraged or joyless today, ask God to restore your joy. Look for the blessings in your life and take time to appreciate them. Spend time in nature, listen to uplifting music, and surround yourself with positive people. Trust that God wants you to experience the fullness of life and joy that He has for you. The 5th sign that God is about to restore all your wasted years is that He will give you a heart of gratitude. You will look back at your wasted years and see them as a preparation for the greatness that God has in store for you. You will be grateful for every trial, every setback, and every disappointment, knowing that they all work together for your good. Gratitude is a powerful force that can transform our lives. When we choose to be grateful, even in the midst of difficult circumstances, we open ourselves up to the blessings that God has for us. We begin to see our lives through a different lens, and we recognize the ways that God has been working behind the scenes to bring us to where we are today. My friends, one of my favorite scriptures is Philippians 4, 6, 7, which says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." This scripture reminds us that when we choose to be grateful, even in the midst of difficult circumstances, God will give us His peace that surpasses all understanding. So, if you're feeling discouraged or disheartened today, choose to be grateful. Look for the ways that God has been working in your life, even in the midst of difficult circumstances. Thank Him for His faithfulness and His love, and trust that He has a plan for your life that is good and perfect. Sign 6, my dear friends. God will use your past for His glory. He will redeem your pain, your failures, and your mistakes, and use them to bring hope and healing to others. You will become a testimony of God's grace and mercy, and your life will inspire others to trust in Him. God has a way of turning our pain into purpose and our struggles into stories of redemption. When we allow Him to work in our lives, even in the midst of our failures and mistakes, He can use our experiences to bring hope and healing to others. In the Bible, we see many examples of God using people's pasts for His glory. In 2 Corinthians 12, 9, 10, which says, "But He said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong." This scripture reminds us that even in our weaknesses and struggles, God can use us to bring glory to His name. When we surrender our past to Him and allow Him to work in us, He can use our stories to inspire and encourage others. He can use our stories to inspire and encourage others. So, beloved friends, if you're feeling like your past is holding you back, know that God can use it for His glory. Trust that He has a plan for your life, and that He can redeem even the most difficult and painful experiences. Ask Him to show you how He wants to use your story to bring hope and healing to others. The final sign that God is about to restore all your wasted years is that He will give you a heart of gratitude. You will look back at your wasted years and see them as a preparation for the greatness that God has in store for you. You will be grateful for every trial, every setback, and every disappointment, knowing that they all work together for your good. Gratitude is a powerful force that can transform our lives. When we choose to be grateful, even in the midst of difficult circumstances, we open ourselves up to the blessings that God has for us. We begin to see our lives through a different lens, and we recognize the ways that God has been working behind the scenes to bring us to where we are today. In Romans 8, 28, which says, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose." This scripture reminds us that even in the midst of difficult circumstances, God is working for our good. When we look back on our past, we can see how every trial, every setback, and every disappointment was preparing us for the greatness that God has in store for us. We can be grateful for every experience, knowing that God was using it to shape us and mold us into the person He created us to be. Beloved friends, If you're feeling discouraged or disheartened today, choose to be grateful. Look for the ways that God has been working in your life. Even in the midst of difficult circumstances, thank Him for His faithfulness and His love, and trust that He has a plan for your life that is good and perfect. Beloved, these are the signs that God is about to restore all your wasted years. So, don't give up. Don't lose hope. Keep trusting in God, and He will do what He promised. Remember, our God is a God of restoration, and He is faithful to His word. May you be blessed with the hope, faith, and promise of redemption in these challenging times. Now, let's pray our prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you today to pray for restoration. We know that you are a God of restoration and that you have the power to redeem even the most broken and wasted parts of our lives. We ask that you would restore everything that has been lost or stolen from us, and that you would make all things new. Lord, we pray for those who are struggling with broken relationships. We ask that you would bring healing and reconciliation to those relationships, and that you would restore what has been lost. Help us to forgive those who have hurt us and to seek forgiveness from those we have hurt. We pray for those who are struggling with physical or emotional pain. We ask that you would bring healing and restoration to their bodies and minds. We pray for those who are struggling with addiction or other destructive habits. We ask that you would break the chains that bind them and bring them into a season of wholeness and freedom. Lord, we ask that you would bless each person listening to this prayer today. We pray that you would meet them in their deepest needs and provide for them in ways that only you can. We ask that you would heal the brokenhearted, comfort those who are mourning, and give strength to the weary. Lord, we pray for those who have lost their way, whether it be in their careers, their relationships, or their spiritual lives. We ask that you would guide them back to the path you have for them and restore their sense of purpose and direction. Lord, we also pray for those who are feeling lost and hopeless. We ask that you would fill them with your hope and your peace, and that they would know that they are never alone. Help them to feel your presence with them always, and to trust that you are working all things together for their good. We pray for those who are struggling with financial difficulties. We ask that you would provide for their needs and bless them with abundance. We pray that you would open doors of opportunity for them and give them the resources they need to thrive. Lord, we pray for those who are struggling with mental illness or emotional pain. We ask that you would bring healing and restoration to their minds and hearts. We pray that you would surround them with supportive and compassionate people who will help them on their journey to wholeness. Lord, we pray for our world, which is facing so many challenges and uncertainties. We ask that you bring healing, peace, and reconciliation to every nation and every people group. We pray that you help us to love and serve one another, as you have commanded us to do. Lord, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins and rose again on the third day. We ask that you help us to follow his example and live our lives in a way that honors and glorifies you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. My friends, if you have found this message encouraging and uplifting, I encourage you to share it with your friends who might also need to hear these words. Let's spread the message of hope and faith together. Don't forget to subscribe to this channel for more inspirational content, and feel free to leave your comments below with a resounding amen. Your support and engagement make a meaningful impact, and together, we can be a source of encouragement to others. Thank you, and may you be blessed abundantly.